The Gemara says in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Tes Amid Beis, Ayosi Bitalis, She'enu Mitu Yetes Kehilchasa. The Gemara, we all know the halacha is that one may go outside on Shabbos, or Rishus HaRabim, if you're wearing a kosher talis, and a talis includes the beged as well as the tzitzis. So generally the tzitzis strings on their own, perhaps we'll see if it's a non-kosher talis, then maybe the strings will be a masai. But the tzitzis strings are in a masai, even though they don't function as a malbush, because the tzitzis are batel to the talis, since you can't wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. The halacha is, that's when it's a mitzvah serishus. The only mitzvah of tefillin you have to put on, but the mitzvah of talis is if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, then you have to put on tzitzis. So the Gemara says if you go out with a talis with kosher tzitzis, it's not an issue. And the Gemara says as well, let's say you go out on Shabbos wrapped up in a coat which has a couple of strings hanging down. So it's not a problem either, because those those strings are considered batel to the garment. So you could go out with the tzitzis. You could go out with tzitzis that are kehilchasa, because it's part of the mitzvah. But you can't go out with strings that, are very insignificant. However, the Gemara says, you may not go out with a talis which does not have valid tzitzis on it. If some of the tzitzis strings are pasul, so then the remaining tzitzis are considered a masai, since that it can't function, that you're not permitted to wear the garment. So, again, the Gemara says, if you have kosher talis and tzitzis, fine. Even a regular coat with a couple of threads, which are insignificant, a batel. However, if you're wearing tzitzis, if you're wearing a beged of tzitzis and the strings aren't good, so then it's a problem. The strings are considered a masai. Aye, why are the strings, why are the puzzle strings any more different than the function of strings you have on the coat, which is batel? So Gemara says, because it sits as a chashev, they're significant, and therefore they can't be batel to the talis. When the strings are hanging from the coat, they're not significant in the batel. While you're doing the mitzvah, so they're batel, that's their whole function. But strings on their own, if the puzzle strings, it's a, why they're significant. What's significant about puzzle tzitzis strings? The Rashi says, the reason why tzitzis strings are significant in Abato is because they contain tcheles. And therefore, tcheles is the wool dyed with the expensive blue dye of the chilazon. That's what Rashi says, because of tcheles. And Tosis says that the invalid tzitzis are more significant than those strings hanging down from a coat, because by the tzitzis, he plans to replace the missing tzitzis. Therefore, gives them more chashivas. Since they are significant, they're not both, and they're considered a masa. So again, so you wear a talis. If you wear a talis, a kosher talis and tzitzis, not a problem. If you wear a coat that has some strings sticking down, it's also not a problem. If you wear non-kosher strings, so the Gemara assumes it's a problem, because they're not, the tzitzis are more chashiv than the insignificant strings on a coat. Why? Either because of tcheles, that's why they're insignificant, or because of, you're going to put them back on. You're going to end up fixing them. My nafka, tremendous nafka mina, is, again, there's a whole discussion today whether we had tcheles or not. Maybe it's suffered tcheles, but let's assume you don't have tcheles. So let's say, according to Rashi, if people had puzzle strings and therefore they don't have tcheles, so then they'd be insignificant, and then it should be mutter to go out with these strings. According to Tosus, no, because since you plan on fixing them, so they're not bato. So again, to the Gemara talks about kosher, since this kosher string is okay, the coat with insignificant letters, yes, insignificant threads. Then you have the issue if it's not, if you have strings that aren't kosher, you can't go out. But according to Rashi, it's because of a tcheles. But if you don't have tcheles, a chor, you should be able to go out even with puzzle strings. And according to Tosas, it will make a difference. What about going out with a four-cording garment which has no strings? So that seems to be, the four-cording garment seems to, Pashas, that should be okay because that's a garment. So that's a malbush. The only question was the tzitzis. However, and that's what Rashi seems to say. So the Prima Gad and other Achronim raised the following shot. What's the chiddush of Rashi that you could go out, or that those Rishonim would say you could go out on Shabbos and Rishus Arabim with a beggar without any tzitzis? So obviously, at first glance, it's not a chiddush at all. It's a malbush. However, the shaila comes up, not limited to tzitzis. Let's say, halachically, you're not permitted to wear it, because halach is, if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, you have to put tzitzis on. So, the Prima Gadin raises the shaila in general. In other words, let's say something is a malbush. The beged is a malbush. But let's say, if halacha tells me I can't wear them, so then, if halacha says I can't wear them, so maybe it loses its status of a malbush anymore. But if I can't wear, malbush means perhaps by definition I'm able to wear it. So halachically able to wear it. So that's the shaila in the Prima Gadin. He's Masupik, or others are. But that's the issue of, according to Rashi, saying a bechidish, that even though you might be violating Isra of wearing the four-cornered garment, but that's Hilchas Shabbos. In Hilchas Tzitzis, in Hilchas Tzitzis it's a problem because you can't wear it, but in Hilchas Shabbos it's a malbush. So they say no. Since in Hilchas Tzitzis it's not considered good, so the Ephraim maybe loses the shame of a malbush. That's where it would be. Similarly, if you go out, let's say, with Kilayim, Shatnas. If you walk out, let's say someone's wearing a Shatnas garment. So on one hand, well, you're wearing it. On the other hand, maybe since it's usher to wear, would you be violating, would it be a masoi, the same issue? And so I think the Minchas Chinuch raises the issue regarding Yom Kippur. Someone who walks out on Yom Kippur with leather shoes. So again, shoes are a malbush. We normally can wear them, but since it's usher to wear, so that's the big shaila here on whether something, does a malbush change its status based on halacha? Or is a malbush defined by, you know, culture? What is a malbush? If I wear it, it's a malbush. So if I'm wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, so I'm wearing a malbush. I say, no, since it doesn't mean to wear, it's no longer as it becomes a masoi, and same thing with the kalayim. And similarly, so that would be the issue. And then the Rishonim Achronim further discuss about maybe there's a difference on Shabbos, and if it's a situation where you can't fix something, then maybe they discuss maybe there'll be more room to be lenient in certain cases, like walking into a house which doesn't have a mezuzah, or let's say you sit this rip on Shabbos and you're not able to fix them. So that we'll have to discuss some more. And just to conclude, in fact, that was the whole issue. That's the brisker chumrah. There are some briskers who don't wear a talis katan on Shabbos. Why don't they wear a talis katan on Shabbos? Because there's a famous machlokas in the Mishnah, Gemara, but in the Rishonim, whether tcheles is ma'akev et halavan. In other words, could you fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis without tcheles? Or if I'm without leaven, let's discuss tcheles. So, Rebbe Shita, I believe, is no, and that's the way the Baal HaMor paskins. So the briskers, they take on different chumras that they take on Shitas HaRishonim, that aren't accepted, let's say, lalacha, but they're machmir. So since according to the Baal HaMor and others, that wearing, that since we don't have tchelis today, so our tzitzis, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. See, the Baal HaMor never was tzitzis. He passed in that there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. And the Rev used to always say, I can't imagine, the Baal HaMor didn't get buried in a talis. There was no mitzvah of tzitzis. So either way, so the brisk is Av HaChumra. So let's say the Baal HaMor is right. So then, during the week, okay, so if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But on Shabbos, in a Rishus HaRavim D'Raisa, the risk reward isn't in my benefit, and therefore they don't carry. Again, so that touches, so therefore the brisk is a machmir, that if you have a, that gets into the shadow of what's considered pasul strings. And if you assume, it gets into, like Al-Gamar spoke about, someone who goes out with strings which are in kosher, so about not going out. So the cleanse, you know, we assume we pass good, not like the Baal HaMor, and it's not a problem. That's the further issue on this topic of going out on Shabbos without the being able to fill the mitzvah of tzitzis. Certainly Bishrei Muso, but according to the Baal HaMor at all, and that's the Brisk HaChumra, not to go out, not to wear a talis katan on Shabbos outside.